This is the Perth Asian Lawyer Podcast with Raymond Tan. Episode 3, Bank Guarantees. The Perth Asian Lawyer Podcast is brought to you by Tan and Tan Lawyers. Find out more about them by visiting www.tanandtanlawyers.com.
Good evening, this is Raymond Tan from Tan and Tan Lawyers, located in Perth, Western Australia. Welcome to my podcast. I'm the principal of the firm, which is based in East Perth, Western Australia. Today, I'm going to speak to you about guarantees. Now, perhaps some of you at some stage may have been requested by somebody who is a relative or friend to sign a guarantee on their behalf. The first thing you need to know is this: if you can, avoid signing a guarantee. What is a guarantee? A guarantee is a document that is signed when somebody is borrowing some money or entering into a contract. So, for example, your children may be buying property using the equity in your home because they do not have any monies. So they come to you and say to you, "Dad, please let me use your house as security and give a guarantee to the bank that if I do not make my mortgage repayments, you, my parent, would pay whatever monies is owed to the bank." That's a classic example of when a bank guarantee is required. Another case where a bank guarantee may be required is when a company buys properties and the bank may say, "Look, the company doesn't own any assets, but the directors are quite wealthy, therefore I want the directors to guarantee that if the company defaults on the loan, the directors will repay my money." Another example where a guarantee may be required is when a company enters into a lease, the landlord may say, "Because I'm dealing with a company, I want the directors of the company to become a guarantor." Now, what's the worst thing that can happen if you sign a guarantee? Well, the worst case scenario is the bank can sue you as a guarantor personally. And if you are sued personally, you may lose your home. So what happens when you become a guarantor? In simple terms, you become personally liable for any debt that the borrower is owing. And you have to understand that the bank or whoever you give the guarantee to does not need to sue each and every other guarantor. So for example, if you sign a lease and there's three directors and each director has got assets, the bank or the landlord does not need to decide who they want to sue, or they do not need to sue all parties. They may decide to go after the party who has got the most assets. So what should you do if you are being asked to provide a guarantee? First question is, you need to ask whether you can limit the amount of the guarantee. Obviously, if a guarantee is unlimited, you will have to lose your home if you are sued. Whereas if you can limit the guarantee, then perhaps if the loan is for $100,000 and there's only a requirement for a sum of $20,000, then you should tell the bank or the lender, "My limit for the guarantee is $20,000. Next thing to consider is whether the bank or the lender can consider some other form of security. If the bank wants two properties, check. Perhaps one property is enough. At the end of the day, the most important point to understand is this: if you can avoid
being a guarantor, because you are not getting any benefit and you are exposing yourself. So until my next podcast, if you have any questions, please visit 10and10lawyers.com or send me a query at ask@10and10lawyers.com. Thank you. Good night.